one of the big challenges in cell therapy, so these are therapies where we use, for example, a patient's own cells to treat, is that the environments that the cells face when they're either injected or transplanted are quite aggressive. And so we were trying to come up with a way to effectively coat the cells to make them more resistant to those harsh environments.
Is this like anatomical Velcro for cells? You're decorating cells with molecules that make them stickier and make the environment more receptive to them coming in and living and surviving.
It is a bit like Velcro. I mean, we put on the first molecule, which is what we call an enzyme. And what that does is actually it can take molecules that are naturally in the body and can assemble them into what we call a hydrogel, which is a bit like the jelly that you have, you know, in your fridge when you're making, perhaps you're making jello shots.
So what molecule is it you're putting on to do that?
So we put on a molecule called thrombin. This is a molecule which gets switched on when we cut our cells, we have a wound, and then it actually causes a second molecule called fibrinogen to self-assemble into this gel.
How do you get the thrombin onto the cells in the first place?
Okay, well, that's a great question. We take this thrombin, this big, it's a, what we call a macromolecule, this big protein, and we effectively decorate this molecule with detergent molecules, very specialized detergent molecules, similar to perhaps a detergent that you would have in a laundry detergent. And what this does is it allows these thrombin molecules to basically insert into the membrane of the cells, so the bit that surrounds the cells.
You end up then with a cell that's a bit like a spiky meatball. It's got these thrombin enzymes sticking out of the surface. So they retain their ability to be an enzyme to make that fibrinogen turn into sticky fibrin. But they're sticking on the surface of the cell to do it.
That's right. Actually, what happens, you can literally take the solution of this thrombin and you can incubate the cell, so just mix it with the cells, and then it will spontaneously start to stick and assemble on the surface. And what's interesting about this is that when we start to form this hydrogel, this special type of material, it actually glues or welds these cells together. And that's what's sort of really different about what we're doing in this research.
Does it just come down to gluing things in place, or does that fibrin meshwork, the matrix that you end up making, does that have other properties in the sense that does it encourage things like blood vessels to come in? Because one of the other major things that is a challenge for cell transplantation is making sure that the cells have a ready supply of raw materials brought in by things like the bloodstream.
Yeah, okay. So fibrin as a what we would call the biomaterial is quite special. One of the important components is that it allows cells to actually crawl around and move around in 3D. So cells don't like to just necessarily sit where you put them. They might want to move around and start to, if you're growing, you know, tissue, a piece of skin, you might need the cell to move around and connect with another cell. They're a bit like computers. They really interpret the localized environment. And so there are special types of buttons on a cell, and materials like fibrin can sort of push those buttons and tell the cell that it's in a happy place, it's in a good environment to survive. When it comes down to blood vessel formation, again, you know, this obviously involves, you know, cells assembling into tubes and those sorts of systems. Obviously, you know, fibrin, again, would provide a nice environment for the formation of blood vessels.
And have you actually tried doing this, what we would dub in vivo? If you take a real-world example, like a wound or a situation where you would want to graft tissue in a living entity, have you actually demonstrated that this has improved performance when you do it like this?
The initial focus of the paper was on developing the sort of synthetic biology and the chemistry of the molecules. But towards the end of the research, we did some experiments on a model organism. So we worked with a zebrafish, partly because when they're really young, they're transparent, and so you can image them. So in that situation, we actually took fish skin cells, we painted them with our special thrombin, and injected those into a zebrafish and showed that the cells were still viable and it wasn't bad for the zebrafish. But really, the next phase of the research will be looking at wound models to see whether or not we can increase wound closure in a model organism like this.
Exciting stuff, Adam Perriman. That work has just been published in the journal Nature Communications.